Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know you can fit 3,000 Earths in Jupiter, so we looked up the number. It's 1,206,885 Earths will fit inside the sun. It's a gigantic hydrogen thermal nuclear explosion fireball. It shoots off sunspot eruptions thousands of times the size of the Earth every day. If you're out there and just the radiation of a solar flare hits you, it'll fry you in your spacesuit deader than a hammer. And they get on the news, and I've got it in the official UN documents, and they say the sun has nothing to do with the climate. And they also tell you polar bears can't swim and show them out on ice floes where they hunt for seals. Folks, they treat you like you're a complete moron, okay? There's nothing we can do to affect climate change like the sun. Carbon dioxide. Mike, have you been seeing the ads on TV saying, watch out, carbon dioxide's deadly poison? I mean, how dumb do they think the public is?
Well, they apparently think the public are very, very dumb. And the bottom line is that right now the sun is showing hardly any sunspots at all, which means it's actually cooler than normal. And one thing that we have discovered from all these spacecraft that we've sent to other planets, like we sent Viking to Mars back in 1976, and we've had all these spacecraft out there, and we have documented many, many times that the other planets are heating up and cooling down exactly the same time as Earth is and the same amounts. And it's obviously the only common factor is the solar radiation here. Now, we already know that when Al Gore did his famous little graph showing Earth's temperature related to carbon dioxide, that he actually got them backward, that the Earth's temperature went up first, then there was more carbon dioxide, because warmer water was giving up its carbon dioxide for the same reason that warm soda pop does. And as the Earth got warmer, there was more life. Life produced more carbon dioxide. So the linkage is actually the reverse.
Now, let me stop you for people that don't know. He knowingly, because all the ice cores, all the climatologists, it's on record that carbon dioxide, because the H2O is part CO2, when the Earth heats up, then more carbon dioxide comes out, then that accelerates plant life, more oxygen. That's a blooming for the Earth. It's very hard on the Earth when it's cold for overall biomass. They knew all of that and just lied about it. And just like you leave a Coca-Cola in a can in your hot car, it's going to explode because the CO2 rises in the heat. Al Gore knows that. He didn't invent the Internet. He told you NAFTA and GATT were going to be great. They weren't, were they, Mike?
No, they absolutely weren't. And just to show you how much, the reason why I think this global warming hype was linked to the push for a global government is, look, they gave him the Nobel Peace Prize. They gave him all these film awards to say what a wonderful documentary it was. It's a hard sell to sell you the lie that you are to blame for the reason the planet is getting worse, and therefore you must submit to global control and global taxation in order to atone for your sins. That's what the agenda was there. And since that's not working out and people aren't falling for the global warming anymore, they're switching over to the swine flu and global financial crisis. The goal is a global government, and they're going to use any excuse they can come up with.
But how can they say, if the sun is obviously the source of most heat on this planet, there's sun that comes out of the tectonic plates, the thermal from the volcanic activity in the core of the Earth, up into the mantle and the crust. But, I mean, it's just so asinine to say polar bears can't swim and the sun isn't heating us. I mean, and it's like when I had Rothschild on, I said, the big head environmental land grabber, and I said, but Jupiter and Saturn's moons are melting. The ice caps of Mars are melting. This was 3 years ago. Now they're getting bigger. And he just said, well, that's because Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars are closer to the sun than the Earth. And I said, no, it's Mercury and then Venus and then Earth. He said, no, they're closer. And he just laughed because he knows he thinks the general audience is like, my audience is like the general public. He thought if he just acted confident and said that Saturn was the closest to the sun, people believe it.
Well, like I said, these guys grew up in the height of the Cold War where they could lie to the public with impunity and there was no blogosphere or alternative radio to challenge them.
Mike, let me talk to you in the break. We've got the Camp FEMA folks coming up. Mike Rivera, WhatWeHappened.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The new film is pre-sale right now. It ships out on or before the 21st.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement, a personality cultist, who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up, for the balance of the hour into the next hour, into the next segment, we're going to have the makers of Camp FEMA on and talk about a host of issues, get into the flu, get into big developments with the Hardin, Montana American police force situation. I haven't gotten to that yet, biggest developments yet in that case. But I wanted to hold Mike over to take some calls. Jasper in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. You hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I think I've got breaking news that you'd be really interested in. We were looking on YouTube this morning, and we found these clips that talk about NASA sending a bomb to the moon. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, that's public. That's Reuters, AP.
Right.
Since the Indian probe a few months ago found water all over the entire contiguous surface, even above the surface, in the dust, below the surface in large amounts, NASA's quickest thing they can do is to slam, they're calling it a bomb in the headlines, slam a satellite into it to then have spectrometers from a distance scan the water content because they want to find out the concentrations below ground. And so, yes, it's very interesting. That's in my stack.
Could this be the false flag? Because remember, well, first of all, I wanted to point out that the date is essentially 199, which you know, it was pretty close to 9-1-1. And it's illegal to be doing any kind of weaponization stuff in space, I thought. I thought there was a ban on that. And then additionally, could this be the false flag event that they have always been talking about, that Von Braun was talking about, saying that, you know, that the alien threat would come after the terrorist threat?
And, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I don't get into speculation here. We know it's a live virus they pump into the nasal cavity with the new flu vaccine, and that it can mutate and spread the disease. We're covering it. We know a convicted felon fraud moved in and tried to take over a detention facility where they were talking about keeping terror suspects. We know that $23.7 trillion has been stolen from the people of this country in the last year. We know all this is happening. It's the wrong show, and I don't bash people that get off into different things. You know, I even knew about the water on the moon through Buzz Aldrin, through Charlie Sheen, before it was even in the news. And I didn't even mention that because it would just sound weird. Oh, Buzz Aldrin says they're going to announce the next month they found water on it. I told my wife about it, a few people around the office. I got some text messages from Charlie about it. But the point is that I just don't get off into all that. Mike Rivera.
Well, I mean, this is not weaponization. This is a repeat of what they did with the Comet Impactor mission, and it's becoming a standardized technique. You throw a large object into the celestial body you're investigating, and as you said correctly, you use a spectroscope on the debris to see what came out of the center. And this is a precursor to a possible permanent lunar base at the moon's south pole, where if there is a source of water there underneath the regolith, it's going to make the logistics of supporting such a base that much easier. It's not a false flag. It's not weaponization. It's just the next step in establishing a permanent lunar colony.
Absolutely. False flag. I mean, having a satellite, little satellite, not that big of a satellite, slam in as a meteor gun into the surface of the moon so they can register how much water vapor comes up. I mean, that's not a false flag. But and I'm not trying to make enemies with listeners disagreeing with you. I just, you know, I got so much stuff here I can prove that's off the charts insane, and nobody seems to care. The White House science czar has written more than 10 textbooks calling for the extermination of the majority of the public and forced drugging of the water supply to sterilize us. But I can get plenty of people to call in and tell me about reptoids. And I'm not bashing the people that think everybody's a reptoid. The point is just that isn't me. I'm not into that. I'm just into what I can prove. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Maryland. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey. I used to work for a wholesale store, and it's called Costco. Talking about the North American Union, and the meat boxes on the meat labels and the meat, wrapper labels, they said, product of U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And sometimes they'll say Canada and, Mexico, and, then some, like, you know, sometimes they'll say, product of North America.
So, well, I mean, I remember 2 years ago, I got the letter, because I have employees in Texas, from the Texas Workforce Commission, saying you will no longer report your employee data and workers' comp, all that kind of stuff, to the Bureau of National Statistics, to the Labor Department through us. You will report it to the North American Union. And it gave me my North American Union ID number. And then it's one of those things where it happened so close to home, I didn't even cover it for a few weeks. It was so weird. My wife just pointed it out. And then Jerome Corsi at Human Events and WorldNet Daily did report on it. Separately, people noticed. So Mike Rivera comments on that. I mean, that's all this is being conquered. You have private banks come in. They announce new government agencies. They rewrite the laws in a tyrannical way so they control everything. And that's it.
Yeah, basically that's it, and that's the reason the first two United States central banks were shut down by courageous presidents who had more gonadal tissue than our current administration. And every time there has been a central bank privately owned, it has brought hardship and impoverishment to the American people. You know, when Ben Franklin was serving as ambassador to the Court of St. James for the colonies, And they said, what do you do with all your poor and unemployed? And he said, we don't have poor and unemployed. There's enough money around for everybody to have jobs and be carrying on their commerce. And immediately the Bank of England went to King George III and lobbied him to pass a currency act saying that the colonies had to conform to the banking practices of the Bank of England. 2 years later, there was massive poverty, massive unemployment, and that was where the anger for the American Revolution really came from. Forget about the Stamp Act and the tea tax and all the rest of it. It was that deliberate impoverishment by a private bank that fueled the first American Revolution, and I think it might fuel the second.
Well, you're absolutely right, Mike Rivero. Let's go ahead and take another call. I guess Kenny in Texas is up next, or is it Matthew? Kenny, welcome.
How you doing? I'm a big fan, Alex. I just wanted to call because I kind of had an event the other day, and I just wanted to let you know about it. I stumbled into a volunteer firefighter, and he's FEMA certified through a bunch of different things, and he has been practicing with the Gallatin County Office of Emergency Management, and he showed me one of these bracelets that y'all were talking about. These bracelets with this RFID. And,
yeah, we weren't doing that. It was a medical person with the Army saying they're training with the CHIPS in California, the Highway Patrol, to do this. And then we confirmed in the UN documents they are preparing that. And they've since admitted they're preparing for mass quarantines and lockdowns. That doesn't mean they're going to do it. They're just preparing for it. I want to make that clear distinction there. But go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't really, I mean, whenever y'all were talking about bracelets, it was kind of, you know, I didn't really believe it. Or not that I didn't believe it, but I just didn't know how it worked. And I went to the Gallatin County Office of Emergency website, and they're showing little kids putting on these bracelets on the website.
Excuse me? Now I want to put you on hold. I want you to send this to an email address we're going to give you. What's the best one to give him off air that's a direct line to us? John, give him Hartman's email. So this is the Galveston County Office of Emergency Management. It shows them getting the bracelets that they've had the shots.
No, not that they've had the shots, but that they're, I guess, and it's got the Boy Scouts Earned Emergency Merit Badge.
Okay, I'm not talking about merit badges. You said bracelets. What are they getting bracelets for?
Well, I think they're just doing some kind of drill, putting the bracelets on. They're not getting the shot. They're just maybe practicing for an awareness. I'm not really sure.
Well, what does it say? Okay.
Recently,
all right, so that's the Galveston Office of Emergency Management. What does the header on the article say?
New technology assist with evacuee tracking. That's what they're saying they're using.
Oh, yeah, they did say in Texas when you're an evacuee, they want to make you take a bracelet. Yeah, no, I saw that with Rick Perry 6 months ago. Okay, so new technology helps with evacuee preparedness. Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Thank you. We'll pull it up. Yes, I am aware of that. Well, that's just like they're announcing they want you to wear shock bracelets, everybody that gets on the airplane. And Homeland Security did consider that. Or they're announcing that the city police everywhere want neighbors to spy on neighbors. And there's another article where they're admitting they want to put passive MRIs scanning us on the highways. Mike Rivero, closing comments on that.
Yeah, there we're getting into this total scan surveillance now because of that botched assassination attempt in Saudi Arabia. They're talking about literally scanning the insides of our bodies before we're allowed on airplanes. We're getting
into
X-rays.
X-raying the people. You get a chest X-ray. Here we go.
Yeah, and it's reached a ridiculous degree because, from bracelets, the next step will be the implantable chip, and the idea is to get us all tagged with a number so that we can be tracked and taxed, and there is no escape from the system. And that's really what it's all about, is making sure that nobody can decide to go off the grid and not be part of the farm animals.
Absolutely. Homeland Security plans to scan air travelers' bodily functions. And here's another one. New technology assist with evacuee tracking. And there they are getting the little bracelets that they also have been reporting they're going to make us take at the checkpoints. If you don't have that bracelet, you'll be taken off to a FEMA camp, according to the police and military that are speaking out. And Homeland Security says, yes, we are studying that right now. Thank you so much, Mike Rivero. We'll see you next month at whatreallyhappened.com. Of course, always we'll be able to check you out there. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Camp FEMA directors and producers coming up. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
William Lewis, maker of Camp FEMA, joins us along with the producer, Gary Franchi. When they approached me about being in the film, I was very excited, and I consulted on it. I worked with them on making sure the information was accurate, and they've done a great job. It shows how we've turned into a prison economy, how our entire economy is converting over to surveillance, prisons, police state. We have more prisons than any other country in the world. The federal government designates sports stadiums and other facilities as mass holding centers, mass inoculation centers. They go over all of that. They show the gun confiscations in New Orleans. They show the Rex 84, the admitted camp plans, the government documents. They actually go out to some of the camps. And I just got back from spending 3 days in Hardin, Montana, just to show how corrupt society is, where a known convicted felon con artist could just come into town. The tiny town of 3,500 built a 464-bed prison. They wanted to put Abu Ghraib people in there. They wanted to put Camp X-Ray people in there. Now they just want to put the citizens, and they call it an economic development plan. Prisons. That's what we have, is putting you in jail. And so this is all around us. And then you dovetail it with all the surveillance and the Big Brother and the Homeland Security plans to scan air travelers' bodily functions. All of this is unfolding, so I wanted to get the makers of Camp FEMA on today. And I wanted to remind listeners, we have it available at InfoWars.com right now. Again, InfoWars.com. It is available for everybody out there. We hope that people will go and order it and show it to their friends and family, because this film needs to be seen. Camp FEMA, available right now. Let's go to Gary Franchi and William Lewis. Guys, good to have you on the show with us.
Hey, man, glad to be here. Back.
Let's go to Franchi first. Franchi, this is your first, I guess, big producer debut, and I'm glad that the film's a success because it needs to be seen.
Absolutely, and you know, you mentioned it yourself just now about home screenings, and you know, we want people to invite their friends and family over to their house, and, you know, sit down and analyze the film, take the facts in, you know, and spread this message, you know, to their loved ones, because what's happening in America needs to stop. You know, the demonizing of Constitution-loving Americans and the MIAC report, Homeland Security documents, you know, the growth of this prison-industrial complex, like you just went off to Hardin. I mean, these are all facts that are covered in the film that, you know, obviously the mainstream media doesn't want to cover. Glenn Beck is just whitewashing the whole thing with Popular Mechanics. And, you know, these facts need to be exposed, and that's why we put the film together, just to do that.
Well, I'm glad you did it. Let's go to William Lewis. William, in a nutshell, break down what Camp FEMA covers.
Okay, Camp FEMA, we start back in the 1940s, show people how these internment camps are really nothing new. This has happened before. We show the similarities between those camps that were built back in the 1940s and the H.R. 645 legislation that we see introduced recently by Alcee Hastings of Florida, and we compare. What did they do back then? What do they want in this bill? How similar are they? And, you know, come to find out, they're very similar, in fact. We go through all of the legislation, the documentation, FBI, Senate, COINTELPRO, everything, trying to explain to people that this is really nothing new. This is a pattern we've established. And, you know, we even see some of the same wording and the same phrases come up telling us what they want to do to us, how they want to do it. And now they've got internment camps being, you know, just built right out in the open, contractors being hired to do it, and they're, you know, the National Guard is actually actively hiring for these positions of internment and resettlement specialists. So you put all this together, put some photos with it, and we kind of show people that FEMA camps are no longer this internet-based conspiracy theory, that it is very much based in reality and based in black and white, as we show in the documentary.
And the denial is over with this film. I mean, the rumor's in. The documentation is total. We need to have a national debate about how they're setting up fusion centers, putting Brigade Homeland on the streets, taking over our society. Camp FEMA does that. And so the denial can end. This country is turning into a giant prison grid. The military-industrial complex is just coming back to America and taking us over and ruling us and making their police state profitable. You have all these private interests that make the profits off what they've set up.
Well, I mean, that's what's happening. Look at the prison inmate labor program.
Absolutely. All right, man, stay there. I want to come back. I want people to be able to call in, too, and ask you guys questions about Camp FEMA, what you've learned about the New World Order's Gulag Archipelago. We'll tie it into Hardin, Montana, with big developments there on the other side. 1-800-259-9231. More financial news and flu news coming up, too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Listeners and supporters and fellow patriots across the planet growing by leaps and bounds every single day. We are so honored to be here with you. Before we go back to our guest in Camp FEMA and start taking some of your phone calls, get into the new developments at the Hardin Jail, I want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWars.com today and get your pre-order in today. Get your pre-order in today for the new documentary film, Fall of the Republic. It ships out on or before October 21st. It's off being mass-produced right now. We'll get it the next week and a half or so, and it will be shipped directly out to you. Get the high-quality DVD. Your purchase also makes this radio show possible and all we do. This is my most powerful film yet. And again, you can go up to followtherepublic.com and watch the latest trailer that really gives you an idea of what's covered in the film. You can also go to prisonplanet.tv and watch the latest trailer. It will premiere there October 21st at prisonplanet.tv for all the wonderful members there that are also watching us live as we simulcast right now. But I just want to ask everybody to make this the biggest film we've ever released, to make it the most viral, to spread it on the Internet, to make copies of it, to give it to your friends, your families, and neighbors. They cannot stop the signal. This exposes who the bankers are, what they're doing, what they're setting up, and how we can stop them. It's Fall of the Republic, Volume 1. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
One of the greatest events in history is taking place before our very eyes.
It's up to every man, woman, and child in the United States to decide whether we're going to be fooled by the slick propaganda of the social engineers or whether we're going to restore the republic.
We have seen this erosion to the point where today it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the republic.
Who's going to soak up the derivatives? Who's going to soak up the debt? Who's going to be penalized?
Enron's CEO, Ken Lay, was involved in discussions with you at the White House about helping develop this type of policy, this trading scheme.
I don't know.
Do you think it's consistent with the spirit of that provision of the Constitution to hand out $500 billion to foreigners?
Will we choose liberty or will we choose tyranny?
The republic is hanging by a thread.
You don't have a president. You have an actor.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, and arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to? Who do we send these matches to?
The last vestiges of our free system of government are being swept away. Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The destiny of humanity is in our hands. October 21st, 2009.
All right, that is the new trailer. It's going up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube in the next few minutes. Please help spread it virally, just like you've done with Camp FEMA. But this Fall of the Republic film gets into everything, the mind control, the bankers, who they are, their master plan, how to stop them, what they're doing. The establishment can only succeed if the people are not aware of what's going on. You are the ones that will make Fall of the Republic effective, just like you did with the Obama deception and are continuing to do. Going back to Gary Franchi and William Lewis, you guys aren't watching us, I guess, on PrisonPlanet.tv, but hearing that, does that sound pretty exciting?
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I'm excited. We're going to get free copy, right?
Absolutely, Lewis. All right. Enough of me talking about that. I just told people we'll pre-order. We want to have a big push right up front. Everybody getting copies, making copies, spreading it, getting it out to everybody. We've got all sorts of harassment going on over this film. Later it'll come out. We're getting harassment out of Chicago. Bunch of others. I'm on the White House enemies list, and boy, they're letting me know now. They are really letting me know out of Chicago. So I'm going to have to counter some people. But I can talk about that in the future. It's just, you know, I kind of enjoy being attacked now behind the scenes because it means I'm really getting their attention. What about you guys? Got any death threats over Camp FEMA, or how's that going?
Well, no death threats yet. Actually, the reception for Camp FEMA has been quite well. You know, we get tons of emails just on a daily basis that I never had the time to return every single one of them, but we try. maybe we should go through a list. You know, we've got several things coming up. The Midwest Liberty Fest is coming up this weekend where people can go out and watch Camp FEMA there. There's a Canadian theatrical premiere coming up in Toronto on October the 17th. And that's going to be pretty big from what I understand. I won't be able to attend, neither will Gary, but you should, if you're in the Toronto area, at least show up and see what's going on.
Sure.
Then we've got, you know, right after that, the next day, there's another screening in Ohio. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Yeah, that's exciting. People are out there spreading and getting involved. That's important. More about the film, though, for people that haven't seen it. I mean, it could be, I mean, I of course, am in the film. Other great people are. But the point is, it really lays out just the facts and exposes what's going on.
Well, you can't talk about FEMA camps without talking about the mindset of our leaders in Washington and how this has been done in history's past. How have past dictatorial, you know, regimes come into power? How did they get the people in Germany to go along with rounding up the Jews? You know, those are the types of things that we're looking at. We've gone out to people like Chuck Baldwin, who was specifically named in the MIAC report, to tell us how they've done this in the past. And, you know, we know that they want to demonize and marginalize everything that anyone says who might be opposed to gun control or opposed to income tax, abortion, illegal immigration, whatever your single issue is.
The private Federal Reserve, they demonize those groups.
The United Nations, people who use the term the New World Order. That's why we have some representation in here from the Constitution Party, because, you know, that's even in, I believe, the part of their platform. And I was just researching last night on some of these third parties that are out there. And, you know, even on Wikipedia, they put New World Order in these quotes like, it doesn't really exist.
Though I have more than 10 mainstream news articles saying the demise of the dollar, rise of the New World Order. You know, that's what we say, fall of the Republic, birth of the New World Order, rise of the resistance. I mean, they're announcing world government owned and run by private banks, what we always said it would be, so we were reading their own documents, and they still say it doesn't exist. That's a military psych warfare term. That's done. That out of hand. Gary Francis, speak to that, because I know you've studied it. How they'll deny something even as it's happening to make it about the debate of whether it exists or not. It's like I'm still debating with Hardin Montana. Should, you know, is this guy a felon when it's admitted he's a felon con artist? And I'm telling him for a week it's a fake contract. Go ahead.
I'm just saying it's classic Orwellian doublespeak. You know, they say it is when it isn't. And when it is, it's not. You know, it's just playing mind games with the American people. I'm like, you just quoted all these headlines. I've seen the headlines out there in the mainstream news saying that the New World Order is rising up. You know, and then meanwhile they demonize us because we're going to go ahead and fight it. And they marginalize us. But the problem is they're giving us more fuel, more energy to fight. And that's what this film does. That's what you do. We put the message out so we can fight the New World Order, take it down, and restore our republic.
Absolutely. Continuing just with the news we're witnessing, before I get into some other facets of the police state, what did you guys think about the Hardin situation with the mercenaries and taking over the prison facility that they wanted to hold prisoners in? I told local media that when I was inside, we even have footage of this, and Becky Shea saying don't tape that, they had on the wall enemy combatant area, enemy combatant holding, alien holding area, alien detaining holding area is the exact quote. The local newspaper spun that and said Jones was on air saying packets of mustard in Becky Shea's desk were mustard gas. I never said anything about mustard. And that space aliens were being kept there. Now, that's how they spin this. Becky Shea made a joke in front of on the radio. She said, oh, there's nothing back there. I don't want you back in that area of the prison because there's nothing but a bunch of mustard packages in the desk. So her saying a joke about mustard packages on video, we have this on video, turns into, I say there's mustard gas, which I never said, and I'm saying space aliens Area 51 are there. No, they had big old maps of blueprints saying alien detention area.
Well, here's my take on it, Alex. And And what, from my research and from my talk with National Guardsmen, you know, I've learned that there is a huge swath of good Americans who are serving this country. And they have said that they will refuse the orders when it comes down to take the guns and, you know, to round up people. But the powers that be, the New World Order, needs the private mercenary army to fill the gap when the American military decides, you know, the grunts, the hardworking guys, decide they're not going to follow these orders. I mean, they're out there saying it. So these mercenary forces like Blackwater, like American Police Force, are there to fill the void.
Well, they certainly are. But you know, I know Ron Paul got more contributions than anybody else from the military. And I know I run into a lot of even TSA people when I'm flying that are fans and want my signature. The majority of them, it's freaking me out. But then I go to places like Billings, Montana, and they were the worst Nazis I've ever seen, harassing old ladies, us. Really embarrassing. I was embarrassed for them. Sickening. A power trip. But you look at yesterday, 400 people show up in the park. They're peaceful. They're told you're not allowed to protest. They arrest them. G20, old women coming out of stores with bags going, "What's going on, officer? Shut up, bitch." Hitting her with clubs. Police dogs attacking her. And then the cops defend it. Driving down neighborhoods, hitting 9-year-old kids in their front yard playing football. I mean, the cops were out of control. My guys got footage hiding in stores of them just driving around attacking anybody on the street. Then they go over and attack the university two nights in a row. My guys weren't there on the 24th, so I said, go over there on the 25th. They surrounded the park, wouldn't let the media out, arrested Rob Dew, beat up Luke Radowski, and then charged Dew with stuff the night before, even though he wasn't even there. He's charged with the 24th. And we've called the prosecutor, and you're like, that's the way it is. We don't care if it's the wrong day. Go to hell's. You know, I mean, it's just a criminal government, and the National Guard was ready to fire sound cannons at people. The police enjoyed running up to women, I mean, little, you know, college girls, and going, and hitting them with clubs. I mean, and then hitting them again when they try to get up. So I don't know. I mean, I know there's a lot of police and military say they're awake, but I think under peer pressure, if they told them to take a 2-year-old baby and shoot it in the back of the head, I think they'd do it.
You know, we had our own cameraman out there for our show, The Reality Report, Lee. You know, he was rounded up right alongside Lee. And all he was doing, or he was rounded up right alongside Luke, and all he was doing was pointing a camera in the direction of tyranny. You know, I mean, these police, like you say, when they're lined up, when they've got all their body armor on, they've got their gas. Yes, there is a gang mentality that takes over, you know, and they want that paycheck. So, you know, we have to get to the police and military. We have to reach out to them. They are the front lines, and we have to wake them up too.
Well, absolutely. Well, let me get into the Harden situation. We found out last Sunday, I heard about it Friday, didn't check into it, but last, not this Sunday, but same before, like 10, 11 days ago, we found out that this guy was a felon. We found out he had aliases. We found out he was tied into these other defense contractors. We found out he didn't have a license to take over the giant detention center, $27 million. They were policing the town. They had gone to city council saying, we're going to be your new police. That's now admitted in the news, Billings Gazette. And I went to Harden, and the locals were all, most of them were fans of the show. It blew me away. But the constabulary, the local sheriff's people and others, they were on power trips saying, why don't you get out of here? You don't belong around here, but this guy's from Serbia. Well, we like him. And I would say, but he's a convicted felon. He's a con artist. He doesn't have the money to lease this facility. He's in a police uniform. He's just going to suck off the town. He's a convicted 14-time grand, you know, theft criminal. He wants to be in a badge and gun, a true criminal regime. And they said, we don't care if he's a criminal. Some of the locals told me because they felt like they were part of the establishment. And they said, no, he's real. Now, he's the head of American Police Force. Then they called up a lawyer who was supposedly the head. And he said, no, I'm not even part of it. Now, they described the Two Rivers Authority meeting last night in the Billings Gazette as if the one guy was bad who'd said, I don't want to be part of this and this is a fraud. The other members were still saying, we want to do this deal. So even when they know it's a con artist, know it's a fraud, know it's a scam, the locals wanted to literally police the town themselves and literally be predators. And here it is. Red flags caused Montana officials to nix American Police Force deal. There was no deal. It was a scam. California judge orders head of Hardin Jail Project to court for, you know, millions of dollars of fraud. Two Rivers Board raises questions about Hardin prison contract. It's all a fraud. APF frontman loses credibility in Hardin. The reason I bring this up, guys, is that if mercenaries can just show up, and he did have German and other mercenaries with him, and think they're just going to, and they were going to get away with it till we got involved, the listeners especially. And we are blamed by the locals for stopping it. They're very angry. They're not mad that we warned them about a con artist. They wanted to be part of it. They wanted to do this. They loved him. It was, you know, thugs loving thugs. That in America, any type of criminal operation can just take over as long as it's wearing a badge. Gary Franchi?
Well, you know, they are willing to take the money and run. That's what it comes down to, you know. They get these big promises from this guy, this fraud, this charlatan, to come into town like the snake oil salesman. I'm gonna boost your economy. I'm going to bring all these jobs, and I'm going to employ all of your people. That's all they saw. That's all they saw. They didn't look at the repercussions. They just saw the dollar sign.
I want to get William Lewis's take on this, but there's the big development. He did meet with a bunch of big defense contractors. He was talking about contracting with them there, but they aren't involved. There are no backers. It's all a complete fraud. And the local town boss hogs, they love him.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at Infowars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
fired once more, and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we seen the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our
guns. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour on any issue you wish to discuss at 1-800-259-9231. William Lewis, the director of Camp FEMA, available right now at Infowars.com. We also have it discounted when you get it, when you pre-order it with the film coming out in just about a week and a half. And that, of course, is Fall of the Republic. I'm so excited about this documentary. William, your comments on the mercenaries, your comments on this story of how when they even knew he was a fraud and a scam and wanted to police the locals, they just said, big deal, so what? I mean, it's just we have this criminal class in control of our local governments and our federal government. And it's just going to get worse and worse until we realize this. Government is not a license to steal for all the boss hog scum that runs it.
Well, all those people are, you know, more than happy to participate in this policing program and be under the, you know, the control of Mr. Culver. But I doubt very many of those people would feel the same way if he were allowed to carry through with his plan. I was reading an article by Dee Dee Kidd, and she's released some information in this article that he's actually an executive with the security firm International SOS out of Pennsylvania. And ISOS provides security services and says that it's the world's largest medical and security assistance company. You know, it's the biggest one. You look on their page under, you know, their capabilities page and their pandemic preparedness page, and they've got all sorts of plans for medical evacuation and you name it. I doubt very seriously that the people of that town are going to feel the same way when there's a flu pandemic or any kind of outbreak or whatever the excuse they want to use, that the sheriff needs to go around and start rounding people up.
Well, what the locals do, and I want to be clear, we have footage of this. We're walking down Main Street. Every other car stops. People are running up. They're fans of the show. We run into some great people in Hardin. But then the small minority of fat cats, they would run up and say, you say there's barricades and that flu's been released here. We would never say that. Our guest would bring up the point of, hey, could this be for a flu pandemic? Why are they policing the town? Why is the guy? And then they would spin it like they said mustard was mustard gas. We didn't even bring up the mustard comment. She did. And we said, yeah, it said that, you know, for alien detainees. It's what they call, you know, enemy combatants. They admitted this, and they spun it that I said aliens were in cryogenic tubes. So the locals tried to put up a smoke screen, the local boss hogs that wanted this, that we were talking about aliens and mustard gas, and that there were the town was a giant FEMA camp. But see, that didn't work. That the attorney general, the FBI's after them now. Their crap didn't work. So what these hucksters do in every case is they just throw out, you're a conspiracy theorist. But if somebody's walking out of your house with your TV set and your family jewels, you know they're robbing you. It doesn't matter if they call you a conspiracy theorist. That doesn't work at a certain point. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is nothing new that the media is doing, and those are the same terms that they've used over and over again. Several years ago when we put out 911 in plain sight, Beck called us up to go on his program, and we had Dave go on with a photograph that he was supposed to be able to show on air. And before Dave could even get a chance to, provide some information and some examination, Glenn Beck calls him some kind of a Area 51 freak and compares him to an Elvis sighting. You know, he's seeing Elvis out in the desert at Area 51.
No, but that's what they do. They just made up that I said space aliens were there in the newspaper.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.